views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It's a great pleasure to visit with you again, all. We have a wonderful show in store for us today with Dr. David Jernigan, who I'm going to tell you about in a second. We'll welcome him on air. But first of all, I want to give you a little fun piece of information. We're going to hear some beautiful music today as we move in and out of our station breaks. And the music is provided today by Leonel Lorador, who is a fabulous guitar player that I met purely by accident in the subway of Manhattan when I was down there a couple weeks ago at the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance Masquerade Ball. Leonel caught my ear with his magical guitar playing. He's an accomplished musician, and it'll be wonderful to share his music with you all today. It's very moving and very healing for all of us with sensitive nervous systems. So anyway, let me tell you about Dr. Jernigan. He is a published author and is nationally recognized as a leader in biological medicine and the treatment of chronic illness. With a degree in nutrition and a doctorate in chiropractic, Dr. Jernigan's postgraduate studies have taken him far and wide, studying natural and anthroposophical medicine in Germany and biological medicine with the world-renowned Paracelsus Clinic of Switzerland. Dr. Jernigan is also the developer of the diagnostic and treatment technique bioresonance scanning and a whole new concept in medicine called circuit healing. Dr. Jernigan has personally developed over 30 novel natural medicines to date. He is one of the most experienced doctors in the USA in one of the most FDA's latest approved adjunctive diagnostic tests, computer regulation thermodiagnostics. That's a tongue twister. He specializes in chronic Lyme disease as well from his clinic, the Hansa Health Center in Wichita, Kansas. And we had Dr. Jernigan on a few months ago, and we adored him. Everyone's been clamoring to have you back, Dr. Jernigan. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be discussing the emerging philosophy of biological medicine in the treatment of chronic illness. Hello, Dr. Jernigan. Wonderful to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on Limelight Radio.
Well, today, what I want to talk about with you and what we've been talking about is biological medicine, which is a new term to a lot of people, although a lot of people I'm finding think they know the term because there is a move in pharmaceutical medicine called biologic medicines. These are specific types of medicines, but biological medicine is a treatment philosophy. Yeah, because if you really think about what our American healthcare system is set up on, it's set up on the concept of specialty. You know, doctors that specialize in the kidneys, the nephrologist, the cardiologist, the immunologist, the infectious disease doctors, even the LLMDs are very much a specialist. Okay, these are the Lyme literate medical doctors and Lyme literate naturopaths, Lyme literate this and that. And these are all specialized medicine. And doctors, for probably the last 50 years especially, have really moved away from being responsible for understanding the whole picture of a person. When you go into the doctor, if it isn't inside of his piece of the puzzle, he really doesn't want to see you. He's going to send you down the hallway to that department.
We've gotten very compartmentalized, haven't we, in the past 50 years or more?
Yes, and it's a shame because you really can't heal the chronic illnesses of today, not even Lyme disease, from just a compartmentalized perspective. I mean, it's a totally systemic illness, as you know. And I really applaud you, by the way, for your stance on this, whether you call it biological medicine or not. I mean, it's essentially how you got to your health, I believe.
Yes, I never touched an antibiotic, and it was all through the biological medicine philosophy. I called it natural medicine or integrative medicine, but you're going to elaborate and share with our audience. But yes, thank you for the praise, and it worked. It worked. I'm 100% well. I can dance till 1 in the morning and travel the world. I'm very
Ditto.
Well.
Me too, you know, and anybody who's read my story, if you Google my name and my story, you'll see we've traveled a similar path, especially with the Lyme disease and other things that have gone on in my life. And again, this is the path that I chose. And this is, and people are constantly calling me saying, Dr. Jernigan, given my condition, what would you do? Mm. I mean, should I go to this doctor or that doctor, or should I come to see your doctors at the Hansa Center? And I'm always like, you know, if everything is there and functioning, you know, meaning like if you don't need the ER, essentially, yes, right. This is what I would recommend. If it was my child, this is what I've recommended. If it's my family member, it's what I recommend. If it's a friend, if it's anybody, I recommend this because it's so much to me superior than the specialties. And there's nothing wrong with being a specialist. I mean, obviously, there are times where you definitely need a specialist. But after you're out of crisis mode, which is what a specialist does many times, is get you at least out of crisis. Who is it that pulls all these different systems into one functional picture and is responsible all under one roof, meaning in the same treatment room, for being able to know how to restore what's optimum again?
Yes,
and that's what biological medicine is.
What we're wanting to do, isn't it? We're wanting to use our natural bodily systems and help them operate fully instead of them just making symptoms and helping us. We want to restore our body to function at its proper level.
Right. And every time I drive by, like you said, you were in New York City, so was I not too awful long ago at the Lyme Gala event that raised over $1 million in Connecticut. But I was driving by these huge hospitals, and it's amazing to me when I look at those places because so much, if not the majority, like I think they say 88% of every pharmaceutical is treating only the symptoms. I mean, that's really the plague of America. That's why we suffer from some of the worst health even. We take the most medicines of any country in the world. We also happen to take the most supplements, the most nutritional supplements, the most of almost every single category you can think of, and yet we still have some of the worst health on the planet.
And so we have two questions. One is, why do you think our health is so bad? And then the second is, could you please explain to us the biological medicine philosophy? So why do you think our health is so bad, Dr. Jernigan?
I love those questions, because where was Lyme disease a long time ago?
Yeah, it was here,
and
right?
I was asked by a doctor. I gave I had a conference they asked me to teach at a local doctor conference, and one of the doctors said, why is it Lyme disease now? And literally everyone else thought it was such a stupid question. They wadded up paper and threw it at the doctor. It's a very informal setting, obviously. And I was like, no, I think I understand the question. I mean, it's a legitimate question. Why now do we see these things and these illnesses, the chronic illnesses? And it is because generations now have lived by the promise of pharmaceuticals, which said, we can give you better health through pharmaceuticals, through chemistry. You don't have to have your childhood illnesses that are non-threatening, because we can now give you a vaccination, which makes it to where you don't need to go through those things. And we don't need a fever, because we can now give you something like Tylenol that'll keep your fever down. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have any symptoms. And so now we have a new generations of young people that are being born, babies that are being born, that are manifesting what used to only be geriatric diseases.
Right, because their immune systems don't get to run the races right up front.
Absolutely, this horrible situation where, you know, we've seen more cold sclerotic diseases. Like when I trained in Germany, this is one of the big things they were stressing was what has happened to mankind is we're not as warm-blooded. We're not as full-blooded as we used to be. We're not seeing the really severe inflammatory diseases that we used to. We're seeing cold sclerotic diseases like MS, ALS, all the Lyme disease symptoms, all of the neurological problems, the Alzheimer's, the heart disease, the cancer, diabetes. All of these are what they call cold sclerotic diseases, and it is the product of our lifestyle over the last few generations. So a lot of people go, but I've eaten everything naturally since I was born. I was like, yeah, but you're the product of many generations that did not.
That's very interesting and very well stated. I remember back in my early days, 30 years ago, as a new homeopath, we used to always recognize that, yes, let the child have the fever. Let them have the 103 plus. They're burning out, you know, lots of organisms, and also their body's learning how to operate properly.
Absolutely.
Wow. I can't believe it, Dr. Jernigan. We have to go to station break. We've got to come back. There's great stuff here we're talking about. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Everyone stay tuned. We're here with Dr. David Jernigan. Absolutely fascinating discussion on biological medicine philosophy. Limelight Radio will be right back.
Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Thank you, Lena Lorador, for your beautiful guitar playing. Dr. Jernigan, we're going right back into this topic because I can't let a second go. We're talking about how our bodies have become so prone to sickness. So bring us right back into that conversation. You and I just happened to touch upon childhood vaccines and, you know, how atrocious that whole setup is. We don't let the body run its paces at a very young age.
Right. And so now we're suffering with this illusion in America that we think if you're asymptomatic, which means you don't have any symptoms, that means that you're healthy. Well, yes, that is what we look for, to see health. But we all know that a huge majority of Americans, they say, will come down with cancer at some point in their life. And yet, the doctor does yearly exams. He does the blood work. The patient's running 10 miles a week or jogging and bicycling and running at a fast pace all their life. And then suddenly, they have cancer. They were asymptomatic, but they were not healthy. And that's what's going on. It's like we keep putting poisons in our body. Let's say we go and chow down on processed foods all the time, potato chips and corn chips with all, who knows what kind of chemicals those are. I mean, nobody can pronounce them, and even fewer know what they are. But here we are with people that say, I was healthy before this tick bit me even, or I was healthy until I got Lyme disease, which I know a lot of your listeners are actually people that with Lyme disease. And the reality is, the healthy ones actually still, they got bitten too, but they don't develop disease. And there's just as many in the doctoring realm that I, the circles that I play in, that think there's probably more people that have the bacteria but never have the disease because they are holding their body in a level of optimum health, not just asymptomatic health, but optimum health. And that keeps them, for whatever reason, from ever developing an illness. And every infectious disease has these. Every epidemic, there's somebody that walks through the whole thing completely unscathed.
Right. Like, because, you know, I can think of, you know, my own self. I've walked in and out of, when I was in private practice, people would be in there hacking away on me with bronchitis and pneumonia, and I'd never get it. So, I mean, yeah, if you're optimally healthy, you are able to deflect and defend all of this, right?
Well, it's interesting, getting back to Lyme disease, I was good friends with Dr. Lyda Mattman, who was a Nobel laureate and researcher in Lyme, and developed one of the first real culture tests for Lyme disease. Mm. And Dr. Joanne Whitaker as well, who had the Bowen Research Laboratory with Lyme disease. And I talked to both of them, and both of them said, it doesn't matter what protocol, for how long a person's been on the protocol, worldwide, no one's blood have they ever found that didn't still have the Lyme bacteria in the blood, even after antibiotics and IV antibiotics and rotations of antibiotics, not after my products that I've developed and, you know, Zhang's products and Cowden's products and everybody else in the field. There is nobody that is completely without Lyme bacteria, even though they've restored health. You and I have restored our health. Would we be just like absolutely devastated if we did blood tests and found Lyme antibodies still circulating? No.
Oh, yeah, mine are in there. I know. We did a test last winter and mine are in there, but I have Zippo symptoms.
Right. And you may never, ever have symptoms. You're not a ticking time bomb any more than the next guy.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, because of the form of healing you went through, you're not a ticking time bomb. You restored that optimum health. You didn't bomb the bacteria like antibiotics do and expect to win the game, because bombing, what does a bomb do anyway? Well, what is antibiotic? Anti-life, biology, right? The study of life. So antibiotic, even by definition, means anti-life. And when we realize 90% of the cells in your body are actually bacterial, isn't that crazy?
Wow, 90%!
90% of the cells. We're almost, I mean, if we're going to look at the presence of bacteria as being diseased, then we're a walking, talking infectious disease.
Oh,
now,
my
some
God,
people would say, well,
incredible.
That just is all these friendly bacteria. No, it isn't. There's like 30,000 different types of bacteria been identified in the human body, the healthy human body. And if any of a bunch of those would ever get out of control, guess what?
Yeah.
Then we'd have big time disease.
Wow.
So again, we have to rethink what creates health in the first place, and there isn't anybody hardly in America, and especially in the hospitals and in the specialties like infectious diseases, that really wants to go back to school and go, wait a minute, I'm responsible for the whole being, the whole organism, the whole person, because
yes.
If I restore the integrity of the entire human sitting in front of me, disease falls away, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's heart disease. That's the whole premise of the philosophy of biological medicine. And Dr. Rao, which is who I trained with from the Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland, he pretty much brought biological medicine to life in Europe and brought it over to America. And so we are, I think, the biggest. I'm not sure. I think we're the largest biological medicine center in America.
I know. I applaud you for that. Thank you.
It's so much fun. And I always tell people, watch your doctor. Look at your doctor. Does it look like he's having fun? Because if it doesn't, he must not be winning much, because winning is fun. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun when you win.
Winning is fun. And also, well, you know, people are fun, and helping them get better is fun, isn't it?
It really is. And it's really, it is, again, a field that requires, and like everything a doctor has ever learned about anything. I mean, you're responsible for the entirety of the universe and kind of having a dabbling knowledge of everything and how everything from your cell phones to what you eat to what you drink to what you think to who you hang with and everything, the whole dynamics of human existence create health, not just the presence of a bacterium. But you don't throw that out either. You don't just say, oh, well, bacteria don't matter. That's not what I'm saying. And a lot of people may hear that in what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's just not everything.
It's not everything. It's a symbiotic relationship, isn't it, between the good and the bad bacteria.
And that myth that I really want to slam, the myth that people are living in that says, if my doctor can kill all of these bacteria, then I will be well. And that's what keeps them in the cycle of Herxheimer reactions, which is that die-off toxic effect that's seen in the allopathic world and in the natural world as well, if the doctor is practicing using that allopathic mentality of kill the bug only.
Yeah, because it's not just kill the bugs. There's so many more pieces to this recovery process, whether it's Lyme disease or irritable bowel syndrome or migraine headaches or lupus or whatever. There's many pieces to regaining wholeness and healthiness. It's not just about the bugs.
Right. I remember when I was first graduated as a doctor. Actually, I wasn't even graduated. I was still in college. And at one of the breaks, you know, your sympathetic nervous system goes haywire when you finally have been under so much stress in college, and then you finally have a break, and then it crashes, and then I got pneumonia during that phase. And it was severe pneumonia, like life-threatening kind of pneumonia.
Oh, dear.
I mean, pneumonia, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to a chiropractor. I'd never been to him before. He's an old school guy, and I was just like, I was just miserable. I was just, you know, I don't mean to be gross, but I was coughing up gallons of mucus and phlegm, and it was just everywhere. It was horrible. And he gave me a structural adjustment. Now, I didn't go for the pneumonia. I think I went because I also had back pain or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He adjusted me on the table. Took all of about, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I stood up, and all of the mucus was gone. All the phlegm in my lungs was gone. And, oh, man, talk about falling in love with the profession again.
Mm.
And that's just one little anecdotal story, and somebody could say, well, that doesn't prove anything. Well, you know what? Yes, it does. It's that structural component that sometimes is needed that, you know, there's only four ways a person can get sick in the first place. And I know we need to go to break real soon here, so I'll just itemize the four, and we can come back to it if you want. But you can only get sick in four ways. I don't care what illness you have. It's either structural, chemical, stress-related, or bioenergetic,
structural,
or a combination of all those.
Chemical.
Structural.
Say it again.
Meaning
structural,
everything
chemical.
You can touch in the body. Chemical, meaning all the biochemistry and all the bugs and all the viruses and everything.
Yeah.
Stress-related problems, which is everything from mental, emotional, and barometric pressure, geopathic stressors, environmental stressors, miasmatic, epigenetic stressors. And then the only other way you could do it would be bioenergetic, and that's that software of the body.
Fascinating. I love this. I love this breakdown like this. It makes it very concrete and very tangible for us to fathom it. You know, one of the things I was discussing with my beloved clinical nutritionist who helped rebuild my damages and depletions from Lyme disease, etc., was we were discussing the other day that very component of what you just said about the whole bioenergetic piece and how as human beings we are so, you know, sympathetic to our environment and how harmony is such an important piece for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that a lot of people, we don't remember physiology because maybe we had a little bit of it in biology class or AP bio, and if we aren't, you know, a person that's gone on to advanced degrees in science, the average human, when they go to the doctor, they don't really understand physiology. So they just turn to the doctor and say, hey, help me, fix me. And there's been this big disconnect. So what I love about your approach and what you're helping our audience learn today is learn about how our bodies work, how biological medicine's philosophy is oriented to, and how we can find the right practitioner to help us, you know, balance and live in harmony and regain our health. So, Dr. Jernigan, this is really wonderful. You're bringing it down to brass tacks for us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, everyone, stay tuned as Dr. Jernigan explains more to us on biological medicine and chronic illness. We're learning so much. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Beautiful music here from Leonel Lorador. Visit his website, LORADOR.com, Lorador.com. Dr. Jernigan, we're right here into the core of things. I love this. Let's get into what you were just outlining for us about these four cornerstones that contribute to illness.
Okay. Well, we were, before the break, we're talking about the four ways that you can get sick. And I don't care if this is a chronic headache, a chronic pain, a chronic fibromyalgia, chronic heart conditions, chronic Lyme disease. I don't care. There's still only four ways you can get sick. Even genetic problems, it still falls into these four ways. So there are the structural problems, which is everything physical in the body, the fascia, the the bones themselves, the joints themselves, the muscles, the organs, the tendons, the ligaments, everything you can name, the cells themselves. That's the structural aspect. And the other way is chemical problems, which is everything biochemically, you know, all the nutrients, all the enzymes, all the amino acids and proteins and things that you need. But it also includes all the microbial world of your body. And the third way would be the stress, what we call the stress issues, which a lot of people think of only the emotional stressors when we talk about stress. But it's more than just emotional stress and trauma. It's actually mental stress, like a student syndrome can create, or somebody that is way over mental. But it's also barometric pressure stress. These are actually still stressors on the body, like when a storm front goes through, the barometric pressure falls, and there's more symptoms in the body because of that barometric pressure change and your body's inability to adapt correctly to those changes. There's even the environmental stressors, such as your EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, and God forbid we actually throw in chemtrails with that as well, and things that environmentally are going on in the way of toxins. But that would be, toxins are more, again, the chemical aspect, but still stressors on an energetic plane.
Mm-hmm.
The only other way you can get sick, again, is bioenergetic problems. And these are the communication aspects of the body. I like to call it the software of your body, because you're not just some bag of chemicals that just bang around until they actually get to where they're supposed to go. There is a software program to the body. That's not a bad way to talk about it, because it's not a tangible thing, and it's not just nerve impulses. This is actually biophotonic emissions that contain the information that your body needs to coordinate everything. But when we're talking about health, and I want to really give the listeners my definition that I've come up with over the years about optimum health. I mean, you can read all these other definitions about what health is, but optimum health is that point where your body, mind, and spirit can adapt instantly and correctly to any challenges in its internal and external environment, meaning any challenge that's going on inside of your body and anything that's going on around your body, that you can adapt on all levels instantly and correctly. That's optimum health. Well, that's really what we're manipulating here. It's like the ability to have the bacteria but not have the disease, the ability to be able to use a cell phone but not be torched. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't stick my head inside of a microwave oven and turn it on. I mean, adaptability with wisdom.
Right.
You know, so hopefully people are using blocker chips and things on their cell phones and using a headset instead of putting your cell phone next to your head, because it is microwaves. That's why your phone does get hot the longer you talk on it.
Right.
So, but that ability to adapt correctly to any challenge is really what health is. Whether somebody comes at you and says, you know what, you're just not that pretty. Well, the ability to adapt to that even is health, right? Optimal
health. Right.
Or if somebody said, I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody else is having a crisis, and your ability to adapt to the energy emitted from their body correctly and instantly, all of that is what optimum health is. And so a lot of doctors, and we were talking about this over the break, was the differences in doctors. And that's really what this program is about, the philosophy of biological medicine, and why it is, in my opinion, superior to, in many ways, any of the other philosophies. Number one, it is not a mixed philosophy. Like we were talking about integrative doctors. Well, what that means is they have a mixed philosophy of health. They're going to still follow the toxic medicines, but they're going to give you some feel-good medicines, you know, some nutrition, maybe some massage thrown in, or maybe some homeopathy, maybe, or acupuncture. So you're kind of straddling both sides of the fence. You say, well, I'm not going to not do drugs. I'm just going to do a little of both. And that's the same with complementary medicine. It says, well, we're going to still do drugs, but we're going to complement that with some natural things. And it's interesting because I remember years ago, I mean, we've been using low-level lasers in the clinic for various reasons since I graduated almost 20 years ago. And a bunch of my patients brought in a newspaper. It was in the Wichita News paper one time that the local hospital now has low-level lasers, and they're the only ones to have it.
Oh, boy.
And the article went on. It was really kind of funny because we've been doing it forever by that time. Well, not forever, maybe 10 years. we'd been using low-level lasers, and a lot of doctors had in town, but, you know, the article was biased towards the hospital. But the author, whoever wrote that article, just couldn't bring themselves to say that natural medicine really can fix anything, that you really, it's not strong enough to really fix anything. And I'm like, and you see this sometimes where it's just like, there is this belief that natural medicine is a little bit like flower child medicine, that it really has no science behind it. And I think what we do is way more eloquent, way more scientific and inclusive than anything on the planet. That's what attracted me to biological medicine is when I became a doctor of chiropractic, I was like, yeah, wow, you're training me to be an MD, though. Most people don't realize that now we're trained like MDs up to the point to where we all specialize. And I never wanted to be one of those doctors that's like, is there a doctor in the house? And you go, yes, I'm a chiropractor. And they go, no, no, is there a real doctor in the house?
Oh, gosh, I remember that. Yes.
Well, now we're trained in obstetrics and gynecology and everything else, all these things that you wouldn't imagine, geriatrics, pediatrics, every ology that you can imagine, all the pathologies. And yet at the end of the day, a lot of chiropractors decide that they want to just align the spine, and that's fine. But there's a lot more of us out there that have said, you know, I got all this knowledge now. And all these people were showing up at my doorstep kind of going, okay, the medical doctors have washed their hands of me. Can you figure something out? And by dealing with some of the toughest types of illnesses on the planet and training more and more and more, I mean, we've really been able to refine and innovate a lot of treatments. And sometimes it's like I think that, the powers that be, I think they would say something like, how dare you innovate? We don't want you to innovate. We want you to crack backs.
Oh, yeah, right. They just want to put you in a little pigeonhole.
But we've innovated so many treatments just based on the latest science that it makes it hard to refer people places because where else are you going to get some of these things that we just innovated in our own clinic? So, like right now, our neurocardial synchronization technique is just knocking my socks off. I can't believe it. It's just like people that had had arrhythmias and valve disorders in their heart and like mitral valve regurgitation, mitral valve stenosis, and Lyme endocarditis, where the heart itself was inflamed due to the ammonia and infection and having all kinds of problems. And the neurocardial synchronization is a diagnostic and treatment system that I developed off of phonocardiology, which is the high-definition digital recording of your heart sounds, you know, that lub-dub, we call it.
Yeah.
And as it's beating, your heart, according to the latest science, is actually transmitting the directions, the instructions that enables the DNA to make it to where you can adapt instantly and correctly to every challenge, whether it's an infection or whether it's an energetic phenomenon, whether it's a storm coming. And that's
so
problem.
Cool. You know, it makes me think that's why biofeedback comes in, right? You can change your heart tempo with biofeedback, right?
Yes, you can change your tempo, but you can't fix valve problems.
You can't fix valve problems.
Yeah, you can get more coherence. You know, there's a great institute for that called HeartMath. And you can help with the coherence between the brain and the heart. And all that's wonderful. But how does your functional heart beat? How does the blood flow? And how do we get the heart brain and the head brain to coordinate correctly, not just be coherent, but literally talk together?
That's so amazing. Dr. Jernigan, station break. I can't stand it, but we have to come back and finish this. This is fascinating. Really, we're in the heart. We live and die from our heart. You're right into the core. Listeners, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Join the Heart Center's sacred pilgrimage to Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, and Toronto this fall. Feel the rush of Niagara Falls. Saint Germain will lead us, and along the way, he'll lead new meditations on mindfulness, healing our past, and accelerated alchemies with violet fire. Meet old and new friends. Let cosmic beings safeguard and infuse Canada's lands and people with new light through you. Registration closes on this very affordable pilgrimage June 10th. Details at davidclewisevent.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Our music today, Lionel Loredorff, a subway street musician from New York. I love his music. I had to grab it. We have to get it on the radio. Thank you, Lionel. Dr. Jernigan, fabulous. I'm right here with you. I'm like hanging on to every word. Tell us more on this whole arena here now with our heart. I mean, this is phenomenal.
Well, it is exciting. I tell you, I've seen some dramatic improvements and corrections on so many different levels. Doing our new process that I innovated out of the Hansa Center in Wichita, Kansas, and that was one of those pivotal moments where it's just like, again, we're always looking for how do we get somebody well. I mean, this is driven in biological medicine. It's just where a lot of the time I have people that say they went to Mayo Clinic or they submitted their tests that they've already had done to Mayo, or they've been to these big name places and big name hospitals, and they're turned away because the Mayo Clinic says, you know, you've had every test we know how to do and you've already taken every pharmaceutical that we would give you, so don't come. So what is the person supposed to do? And so every single system of the body, every single tissue of the body, we have ways to test in biological medicine. And it isn't that we, you know, like I said before, a lot of people, I think that natural medicine is kind of some sort of flower child medicine where it's really not scientific. Quite the contrary. I mean, it is the most eloquent science on the planet. And it isn't that we don't use blood work. We do use blood work. We use all kinds of blood. We can order MRIs. We can order anything we need. But it's like at the end of the day, you cannot see everything from a blood test. Matter of fact, speaking of the heart, most people don't realize that when they get a clean bill of health with an echocardiogram, an ECG machine, that ECG machine does not tell you how good your heart is functioning as much as it will show you only if you've already had a problem in your heart.
No, it's like, past, right?
It will not show you an impending heart attack. It'll show you after the heart attack. Whereas a phonocardiogram, and this is the latest science. This is absolutely, I had one of the first 10 off the assembly line, I think, of the new digital stethoscopes that enable us to record your heart sounds And embedded in the heart sounds are the commands that the brain has been needing to get, and the whole body, right? Because the heart has a brain of its own. 65% of the neurons in your heart are identical to brain neurons. Matter of fact, the heart is not even considered an organ anymore.
Really?
Now, how fundamental is that? We think, oh, well, of course the heart is an organ. It's one of the organs. No, it's actually been reclassified, and it's an endocrine gland.
Really?
It secretes so many different hormones to regulate all the other organs. That's all a hormone is a chemical messenger that tells an organ to increase or decrease doing some function.
Wow.
And that
I love the endocrine system.
Literally,
it's my
with
favorite
every
system
beat
of the body.
Of your heart, isn't this crazy? With every beat of your heart is emitting laser-like emissions of light information that control the expression of your DNA. So
beautiful.
When it says in all of our esoteric sciences, it says, like spiritual sciences, guard your heart, for out of it come all the issues of life and death, right? It's a great citadel, right? You have to control what your heart, what you put as truth in your heart. You wouldn't have to guard it if everything that was in the heart was true, right? If you really believe in your heart of hearts that you will never get well, then that's the signals that are actually being transmitted to the DNA. And you're expressing that reality. Like a software program that's running. So we can literally capture those signals using the electrical stethoscopes, and that feeds into a computer program that lets us see how your heart is beating, a lot like, it looks a lot like an EKG, you know, the little blipping beep, beep, beep that you see on medical shows, and anybody who's been in the hospital and the heart monitors has seen those ECG lines going across the TV monitor. That's what a phonocardiogram looks like. But when we play that sound back into your ears through headphones, it's like forcing a couple who's lived together, an old married couple who hasn't liked each other for a long time. They haven't been speaking for 30 years. But you're forcing them to sit in the same room and talk for the first time, and all kinds of problems start happening. Poor communication, poor coherence, emotional stuff comes up. Structural and chemical issues show up that shouldn't. The body isn't able to adapt, and we can harness all these problems that show up and correct them and show you in the same office visit that now the arrhythmias are dramatically better. Your valves are no longer regurgitating blood back and forth across the valves, like mitral valve regurgitation. I mean, the arrhythmias are clearing up like crazy. The emotional things. I've had patients walk out and just feel like they said, I feel euphoric, because it's working at the very core of somebody, not just on the superficial symptom, which is what most of medicine is treating. You will never heal if all you do is treat the symptom. And we all know that on some level.
This is incredible, this whole new slant here. This is incredible, Dr. Jernigan.
Well, thank you. It's obviously, I get excited about this because it's just so much fun to be able to show somebody inside the same office visit that they're better. Not just, here, take this for 3 months, after which point we'll take another blood test. And the doctor may say, oh, well, your blood test is better. And you're like, then how come I don't feel better?
Yeah, not, I mean, you know, but
you
to that point, I'd like to say a lot of people with chronic illness, especially Lyme disease, they do have this mindset because they're used to taking like a painkiller or this or that, and they expect a turnaround like in 48 hours. I mean,
right.
A lot of healing from chronic illness does take time. It does take weeks and months and years.
Yes, but I'm saying this one doesn't. We can actually show you in the same office very, very often. And again, that's I know we're running out of time here, so I just want to say, because a lot of people say, well, Dr. Jernigan, can't we heal at home? Isn't there something you can have me take? Isn't there a bunch of somethings you can have me take and heal at home? And my answer very often is, the more chronic the condition and the more messed up your situation is, the less likely a heal at home protocol is going to work, and the more you're really going to need doctors such as the ones that practice biological medicine. Because it's like being a detective, as you know. You got not only the illness to deal with, but now the trail has been obscured by all the efforts of all the other doctors before you and the life that person lived before that. And so it has to be ferreted out. You have to figure it out. But I will say in these last few minutes that I would encourage anybody to read your book, Katina's book, because it has a protocol in the back that can help alleviate a lot of the problems and sometimes all of the problems. Again, it's like if you truly needed those products because of your unique situation, then you're going to get well. But if there was something else that you needed that wasn't in that protocol, then you're going to need a doctor to figure that out.
Yes.
And I have
thank
my
you.
Book, which
thank
is
you
called...
Thank you for sharing that about Out of the Woods. It really is a reflection of healing from natural medicine protocols.
And it's definitely a path to follow because, again, people are struggling as to who to go to and what they find it. What I see most of the time is they go to the doctor that has the biggest name, or maybe mm-hmm. they wrote a book, or maybe they had Lyme. And I'm like, all those are good, but I'm hoping to give you a better idea from the philosophical point of view of, you know, like the doctors that are wanting you to have a Herxheimer reaction. They want you to get worse as a sign of good treatment. I'd run like crazy from a doctor that said that. I mean, my wife was told to expect, and she had Lyme disease before she met me, she was told to expect at least 5 years to feel horrible before, after that, maybe she'll start feeling better.
Oh, dear. I hate those negative vibes. Dr. Jernigan, your website, so people can visit and learn more. Tell us your website.
Our website is hansacenter.com, hansacenter.com. And you can follow me. I put out health thoughts of the day almost every day on Facebook, and that's Dr., as in doctor, dot David, all one word, dr.david, and Jernigan. And you can follow me on Facebook and find a lot of the updated things. And again, it's not going to be, here, take this and call me in the morning. It's be more like helping you understand what it takes to get well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You are a gift, and you're so wise, and you really understand the big picture of what health and illness and healing is all about and what the human being is about. And we learned so much today. Thank you, Dr. Jernigan.
Well, thank you for letting me come on again. This has been so much fun.
Oh, I love having you on. We have to have you on again. I want to have you on numerous times. I always learn so much, and I know our listeners do too. Thank you so much. Everyone visit hansacenter.com. Is that it?
hansacenter.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. David Jernigan. Thank you, Leonel Lowerdor, for your beautiful Spanish guitar music. And thank you, my audience, for tuning in with us each and every week at Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp?
Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.